You're listening to the Raising Humans Kind podcast with family psychologist Ashley, where we dive into the big topics, the stuff that really matters in raising your small humans kindly, so that together we can raise humankind. In this series, you're going to hear solo episodes from me all about the needs of our stuck and sensitive kids. I hope it challenges you, and I hope it inspires you to find your own unique pathway in raising your small human kindly. Hello, everybody. I hope you've been having a beautiful day. I was actually just on my way back to my children, and I was answering some of the emails that, so I send out a little email to all of my new members in the collective, and I just ask them, how's it all going? And, you know, making sure that they're all connected and they don't have any questions. And I just got one of the most beautiful emails back, and it really struck me. And I thought, I actually have to share this on here because stories are such a powerful way for us to learn. And I know that if I don't share these stories straight away, they just go under the millions of examples and they just get lost. And so I really wanted to share this one because I know that there will be people out there who need to hear this a million times over in a million different forms. And even though I feel like I shout it from the rooftops all of the time, I know that I just need to continue shouting this message so that parents can really hear it and feel it. So this mum just wrote this beautiful email, and she said that she's been having so many aha moments since she joined the membership 2 weeks ago, and she said it's felt completely transformative. And she said that the biggest piece for her so far is realizing that she is the world's greatest parent entertainer. Now, I am sure so many of you can agree, acknowledge, feel that that probably describes you as well. And when we talk about entertaining, what we're talking about is that idea of feeling like you need to provide stimulation and entertainment for your child, and that you need to play with your child, and that you need to be able to be part of their games and say yes when they want to play with you, and really feel like it's your job to entertain them all day. And then she said to me, you cannot begin to imagine the weight that it felt like it lifted when you identified this as one of the common mistakes parents make. We are both exhausted. And this is exactly what happens, right? So parents feel like they need to entertain their child. They feel like they should be on the floor playing with their child every day. They feel like they should be present and engaged all day, every day. And then when we also say, okay, but it's really important to do nighttime parenting, it's really important to be responsive, and it's really important to hold space for your child's aggressive meltdowns, and it's really important to, we give this list in the respectful parenting world of a million other things that we want you to do. And so you become exhausted. You become completely and utterly exhausted. And I think that this is something that I really hope that parents can start to see, is there are a lot of really important things that we have to do as parents, like nighttime responsive parenting, holding space for emotions, the things that I just mentioned. And so we just have to take entertainer off our list. It just isn't something we can keep on that, you know, and that's not true. Like, there are some people who really enjoy it and get a lot of joy out of it. And if that is you, go for it. But if it is something that really feels like it exhausts you, I really want you to hear the message that it's okay. You do not have to be the entertainer for your child. And there are so many other important things for you to do for your child that builds that strong attachment. And entertainment and entertaining them just is not one of them. And, you know, the reason why I love this story of this mum so much is because one of the things that I talk about a lot in my teachings and with my clients and in my membership is that whenever we are stuck, whenever we have something that's happening, there is a greater, deeper desire for that thing. And so if you feel like you are entertaining your child, but there's a part of you that doesn't want to, there's a part of you that does want to. There's a part of you that feels like that's important. And we really have to get to that unconscious part. Because if I just say to you, you don't need to entertain your child, it's probably for many people going to be really hard to just stop. And the reason why it's really hard to stop is because there's a part of them that believes that they should or that they need to or that they have to. And so we really want to understand what that unconscious deeper desire is. And this mum said, and this is exactly what we do inside of the membership, is we get deeper, we uncover unconsciously what it is that's going on for us. And she said, when I looked more deeply, I realized I was so committed to the entertaining piece because I had an unconscious belief that my child wouldn't feel loved if I didn't put his needs first always. Because as a child myself, I did not feel loved. And that is such a common story. And so what's happening there is that that small part of this mum, that younger part of this mum that was maybe 3 or 5 or 7, who felt not seen, not heard, not loved in some way, bought into the misunderstanding that if her parents had just played with her, she would have felt loved. And so that younger part of her now as a mum says, right, I know what we're going to do. We are not going to let our child feel that same pain that we felt. So we are going to make sure that we entertain and we play with and we always say yes to our child so that they never have to feel the pain that I felt. Right? So that part of you has this deeper desire to prevent your child from the pain you experienced. Now that is an incredibly important piece. That is an incredibly important part to acknowledge. We can't ignore that. We can't just say entertaining isn't needed. That piece, that part of you feels really strongly about this, of course, and understandably so. And so it's really about integrating those parts. It's about understanding the deeper desire, but not necessarily letting it be run by that more immature, younger part of yourself. But when you understand the deeper desire, so the deeper desire here is for this child to feel loved, then we don't want our 3-year-old or 5-year-old or 7-year-old self making a decision about what it means to be loved. Because that 3-year-old or that 5-year-old part of us is going to say, oh, I know how we make a child feel loved. We play with them all the time. But that's not actually it. And so when we realize, okay, we have that deeper desire for our child to feel really loved and seen, then we can update this pattern and go, okay, it's not about playing with my child all day, every day. Maybe it is about really holding space for those meltdowns. Maybe it is really about showing up when my child's aggressive with calm and compassion. Maybe it is about being present during caretaking and bath time and nighttime and meal times. Right? What are the things that actually build attachment and actually help a child feel seen? And that's where you get to update it, right? So you see what the deeper desire is, you see what that part of you is and what that part of you wants, and then you get to update that part. And you still get to honor that desire, but you do it in a way where the more mature part of you, the more adult part of you, makes the decision about how we're going to achieve that deeper desire. So you can't just ignore the desire for your child to be loved or that there is a part of you that believes that entertaining your child will be what helps them feel loved. Ignoring that or dismissing that part isn't going to work. Instead, what's really important is honoring that part, but updating the pattern and the way in which that part wants to get its need met. So I hope this little story resonates with you and helps you see that it's really important to go deeper. It's really important to see unconsciously what it is that we desire and what it is that we really wish for our children. And then we get to make the decision about how it is that that plays out or how we want to achieve that. But when we just allow it to all happen unconsciously, sometimes what's going on is those younger parts of us are making the decision about the how, and that's not necessarily the best way forward. So I really hope that that relates and speaks to a few more parents, and that message of not needing to entertain your child gets heard a little more deeply. All right. Have a beautiful day, everybody, and I'll be back soon. Thank you for joining me. If you loved this episode and want more like this, leave a review or screenshot this podcast, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at Raising Humanskind. This is such a powerful way to support the podcast and means it will reach more parents who need to hear this message. And if you want to dive deeper, check out the show notes for all the further information so that we can raise our small humans kindly, and together we can raise humankind.